Indeed.com.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second half of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. This is the section that we typically deal with the resource industry, and we're going to start out doing exactly that with a couple of buddies of mine, Roger Wiegen of Trader Tracks. You all know who Roger is. Roger does a great daily editorial on our site, which we are grateful for, and the number of listeners that we are increasing by on a daily basis obviously are very grateful for that, too. Also, Kevin Hudak. Kevin is a broker. Kevin knows his way around the resource industry as well as any broker in the United States. We'll talk more about that later. I met Kevin through Jake Taylor, my colleague and good friend, and then Roger and I and Kevin got together over in Spokane at a show that we were visiting, kind of decided that we would start devoting more time to radio as a threesome. You guys, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Nice to be here, Al. Thank you very much.
Okay. We are recording this on Friday. The metals markets are pretty well closed. Gold took a big jump today, up 22.20. 1408 was the close on the asked side. Silver also did very, very well. Silver was up to where it closed at $29.18. Then what do we have? Then we have the U.S. dollar was down almost a buck on the index. It was down 0.86, 79.40 on the index. Roger, let me ask you first. What do you think of all of this?
Well, I think things are moving right along pretty much like we expected, and I'm pleased. I really am, because my personal trades and the trades that my futures and commodities people are involved in have done exceedingly well this year. We're up over 100%. We're going to go higher yet before we close out, in my opinion. Gold did exactly today what I thought it would do. The number 07, 1407, is a very key magnet number for gold, whether it's 1307, 1207, or 1407.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two charts real-time running, one for April and one for December. And December, what, get this, 1406. And 70 cents, that's a close, and the April 1409 and 70. So they're pretty close together. Gold on the April futures further out, up $18. Silver today, 29.22 and a half. So we're looking $30 for resistance on silver. I'm thinking 1424 or 1448 for gold.
Kevin, what are your opinions on that?
It's actually working just kind of what I thought it would be, watching and listening to Roger and Jay for so many years. This has been kind of anticipated. Normally when gold and silver are up like this, it rises all ships, which is, you know, all the stock, precious metal stocks is up. And that's not the case today. There's a kind of a mixed bag on some of this. And occasionally that happens, and it's just one of those anomalies that normally will, with a big day like this, it'll correct itself on Monday. But it's just one of those interesting anomalies in the market.
You know, you guys, what I find to be really, really interesting here is the fact that typically in December, the markets are pretty quiet. They're pretty slow. You've got tax loss selling, et cetera. You see typically decreases in the price of the metal stocks. Let me rephrase that. Typically, you see decreases in the price of the stocks of the companies that are involved in the precious metals industry. That isn't the case at all right now. Obviously, I'm looking at my portfolio very closely every day, and virtually every single, not virtually, every single precious metals related stock that I have is currently up. I don't think we're going to see a big slowdown in December, particularly with the news that the spokesman for the Chinese bank announced, which Roger, you were kind enough to send me a couple of days ago on Thursday. I mean, I think this market is just, I think it's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. Kevin, I mean, what are you telling your people right now?
Well, you don't fight the tape. You don't fight what's going on. The gold and silver is running hard and strong. All they have to do is look at what's going on in the European markets against the U.S. dollar. I mean, that one's the confusing part. a lot of my people are concerned about. They understand when the dollar goes down, gold and silver goes up. They have trouble with when the dollar's up and gold and silver are both up. They don't quite understand that. And so I've been doing some what I call hand-holding, trying to walk them through the process. And basically this is all a learning experience for most people. I mean, the old pros understand what's going on. But there are so many new people into this particular market because the other markets are doing terrible or not doing anything. And so they're looking for a new place. And that's what the precious metal market, energy markets let people do.
Raj, what do you think about a decoupling between the direction of the precious metals stocks and the conventional stock market? I think that that decoupling is, I think it's starting. I think it has started. And I think it's going to continue to grow.
I saw that last May, June this year, just a little bit on tiny little moves on the edges. And I didn't want to really get out there and put it out because I wasn't confident I was really seeing what I was seeing. But as we've moved forward in the last 5 or 6 months, these markets have proven your point. I mean, the gold and silver used to be absolutely arbitrarily tied to the dollar as an inverse trade. That's no longer true. The next thing is the gold and silver stocks are decoupling from the other part of the stock market because, as Kevin just told us, there's not a lot of thrilling things out there where you can go and jump in and make some serious money rather quickly in the broader stock market. There's a few, but the majority of things that are really doing well right now are gold and silver and gold and silver related. Just this week, I had a lot of stopouts on November 15th where people made some serious money on trades in my stocks in my newsletter. On the 2nd of December, I put out an alert, and we reopened about 10 or 12 of those. And not only that, but we found a couple of new ones we're very thrilled to see.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very interesting time. I feel very gratified because for quite some time now, you know, we have been saying that our day will come, so to speak. Our day came, you know, a lot earlier, but I think that the magnitude today of the upward direction of the markets is really, really interesting. And I have to tell you guys, I don't see any fundamental reason for that to turn around. I mean, I think the next big event that's going to happen that's going to really, really be positive for the markets is, you know, just after the first of the year in January, the government is going to decide whether or not, you know, it should officially raise the debt ceiling. I'm sure that they will because they really don't have a choice, even though they have a choice. And I think raising the debt ceiling is wrong. I feel very strongly about that. But, you know, they're going to do it. And that's going to continue to devalue the value of the U.S. dollar. Kevin, comments?
Everything you just said is absolutely correct. I don't see where this government is going to do anything but try to kick the can down the road financially because the choices are just so poor, and they don't want to have people in the streets. And so I see that all happening. And the other thing that's going on that's real interesting to me is the reports in the newspaper and online about coin dealers and precious metals dealers having huge volumes with people that they've not seen before buying gold and silver, and that they are running low on supplies. And then yesterday or the day before, the U.S. Mint comes out and announces that they went over 4 million coins on the American Eagle silver.
Yeah.
And those are huge numbers for, quote-unquote, a populace that isn't buying a whole lot of silver yet. I believe it's still under 2% of the population owns gold or silver.
Yeah, the number is small. There's no question about that. But I agree with you completely. I think the number is going to grow, and I think it's going to grow substantially, Kevin. Kevin, everybody knows Roger Wiegand. We got about 15 seconds left here, so I'm not going to ask him to tell us a little bit about himself. But in 20 seconds, what's Kevin Hudak all about?
Basically, what I'm doing is I'm helping people in the precious metal market, energy market, the soft commodities. Most brokers have trouble with the precious metal market because it's been taboo for 20 years, and that's where I help people, and that's what I'm here for.
There you have it. Okay, Kevin and Roger are going to join me again in a couple of weeks. Roger continues to be on the show every day. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. As always, I appreciate you joining me, chatting right now with Leonard Melman. Let me tell you a little bit about Leonard. Leonard is a writer who has for years and years and years written for publications like the California Mining Journal. Got to know Leonard pretty well a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, when he and I visited a property down in La Serena, Chile. That was an interesting trip. Leonard and I continue to collaborate at the various shows where we are both speakers. Leonard has recently written a book, which I have a copy of. I haven't finished it yet. Very, very interesting book dealing with the economic situation in the United States right now. I want to talk about two things with Leonard. First of all, Leonard, let's talk about your newsletter.
Okay, the letter is entitled The Melman Report. It's actually a website. The site URL is www.themelmanreport.com. The central feature is a three times weekly column entitled Melman Minutes. I write these normally Monday, Wednesday, Friday, except when I'm traveling. And the idea is to give a general commentary on the political and economic background and how it affects the price of both the precious and base metals. I've been writing about these things for about 25 to 30 years. The site also contains a company report section, which we have several sponsoring companies that have their information posted on our site. And there's also an archive section, and that includes almost 700 of these Melman Minutes that have been written over the last 4 years, plus some other writings. So it's a pretty extensive setup that we have, and right now it's free to people accessing the site. And we've had a very, very good increase in traffic and some very good feedback.
I'm not at all surprised on that, because you do a really good job. One of the things I like about Leonard is in his writing, he fully discloses any financial interest that he would have in any company that he's talking about. As he just mentioned, he has sponsor companies on the site, which, you know, allow him to take care of the administrative expenses of doing what he's doing, for lack of better terms. But that's fully disclosed, and there are a lot of folks out there who don't disclose that. And I'll tell you, number one, I don't have time for those guys on my show at all, but people like Leonard, who are very upfront about their business plan, you know, I have nothing but respect for people who operate in that fashion. Leonard, talk a little bit about your book, if you would. It's I'm finding it to be absolutely fascinating.
One of the concepts that I have adopted during many years is that regrettably, I have to offer the opinion that the average person walking the street has very little knowledge of important economic matters, such as the history of currencies, hard currencies versus soft ones, the rapid explosion of monetary aggregates, the various comparison of political systems and how it relates to political action and economic policy. And one of the goals of writing the book was to try to present that kind of information to the public in a readily understandable manner.
Mm-hmm.
I think this ignorance of economic affairs has allowed politicians to do absolutely outrageous things in terms of the expansion of government, the weakening of monetary fundamentals, and they've been able to get away with it because of the lack of knowledge of the general public. So that, in essence, is what I was attempting to accomplish by writing the book.
I think that's a really, really good premise, and I find it amazing that the American public, for example, has let our politicians take some of the actions that they have taken in our country. Our country right now is absolutely economically decimated, in my opinion. And the reason for that, in my opinion, is because you've had a few people who have had control, which is, you know, the way our system works. Elected officials have control. But I think to a large extent, the electorate in our country were voting, okay, not knowing exactly what issues they were voting on. And to me, that's very, very sad.
Absolutely. And there's another consequence. One of the oldest political sayings I think many of us in the hard money field have learned is that democracy is at its greatest risk once the general public realizes it can vote itself benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And a corollary of that is politicians love to pander to the desire to benefits by they're trying to buy votes by this desire to pander to the voters does, you know, need for support.
Exactly.
In essence, what that's allowed is the incredible expansion of welfare and other generous programs far beyond the ability of government to pay. Consequently, they run up deficits. Deficits lead to the buildup of debt. The buildup of debt has forced these incredible quantitative easing type of actions by the Federal Reserve. And I believe, as you've just said, that there are horrifying risks now alive in America regarding its entire economic future.
I really have to wonder, when you talk about the longevity of the American economic system, I mean, I don't know. It strikes me that with the deficits that we're running, I mean, we are, as I've said on this program a number of times, even today, you know, the United States is a bankrupt corporation. Our income statement, our expenses are so far exceeding our revenues, putting it in very, very basic terms. Leonard, I got to tell you, I do not see a way out of this.
Well, I happen to love numbers.
Yeah.
And some of the numbers are so scary, it's ridiculous. The United States was founded in 1776 was the Declaration of Independence, but
okay.
1789 was when it actually became
okay.
legally the United States of America.
Okay.
But regardless, up till 1930, the total debt of the United States was no more than $10 billion.
Mm-hmm.
It is now $13.8 trillion and growing at the rate of almost $2 trillion a year.
Correct.
So it took almost 150 years to just get to $10 billion,
mm-hmm.
and it's taken only 80 years since the change in economic and political philosophy to multiply that debt roughly.
Yeah.
I can't do the mathematics instantly, but we've gone from $10 billion to $13 trillion, which is 1,300 times the amount. That's beyond belief, and the rate it's growing is beyond, you know, completely vertical on the monetary charts.
Well, I think what's going on right now that you bring out in your book very, very accurately is I think there are a number of politicians out there who are passing programs simply to buy votes, and to me, that's immoral. I think that is absolutely immoral. The entitlement, I mean, yes, we have to take care of the less fortunate. You know, that it would be absolutely immoral to say, no, we have no responsibility to taking care of the less fortunate. That's 100% true. But there are different degrees in terms of taking care of people, and some of the entitlement programs that we have right now, in my mind, are absolutely nonsensical. Leonard, thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Dealing with newsletter writers that I personally highly recommend. And I'm chatting right now with Greg McCoach. Greg is a guy who I've known for a long time. He's a frequent guest on the program. He's been the newsletter writer of the week numerous times. He has a letter that is, in my opinion, really, really one of the best out there. Greg, first of all, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, Al. How about you?
I'm doing great. Let's talk about your newsletter. Why should people read it? I know why, but why in your mind?
Well, I mean, I just think, you know, when investors out there of junior mining stocks, they have to trust someone that they knows what's going on, because they don't know the geological things that are happening about a project, and so they have to trust someone to do the work for them. And you know, what I do, I go out and do the site visits along with meeting the people and more importantly, you know, really connecting with those people in the industry who have had a lot of success in the past.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the statistic, this is an alarming statistic for investors, new investors into this space, that you really need to pay attention to. Out of all the working geologists, only 6% will ever get credit for a discovery that goes on to become an economic producing mine.
Right.
So the other 94% of working geologists will work their entire career without any such discovery.
Right.
So, you know, and the 6% that we're talking about tend to do it not just once, they tend to do it over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So we follow these people, and not only that, but you know, in the early days, this is my 11th year as a newsletter writer, it's hard to believe, but in the early days, you know, when the market was just totally out of favor, there was a lot of low-hanging fruit. And guys like me, you know, I cut my name on the fact that I was able to latch on to some of this low-hanging fruit. My subscribers made a lot of money in those early years from 2000 to 2006.
Sure.
After that, it got a little harder, right? You know, we had the big meltdown in 2008. We all got our heads handed to us, and, you know, we've rebounded now, and the markets are doing well, but there's still plenty of deals out there.
Oh, yeah.
But 90% of them you don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
And this is the key. This is why 4% of the investors in this class make 64% of the profits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, in the earlier days when the low-hanging fruit was there, anybody that had a brain could have just latched onto a good company with lots of cash and great value and a low stock price and done very well. Now you have to be more selective. You have to be smarter about this. You have to get yourself involved with the right people, and you have to get involved at the right stage of the deal.
Sure.
Right? You have to make sure that you're buying in at the lower price, not the higher price.
Right?
So too many times we buy in at the higher price and we become cannon fodder for the shareholders who bought at the lower levels.
Sure.
So these are just things we have to pay attention to. You know, my newsletter is based on performance. You know, look at what I've done over an 11-year period. We've had good, we've had great, we've had some bad, you know, some bad things that, you know, we're not proud of. You know, there's issues where you're going to lose money sometimes in this business.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to have winners all the time. You're going to lose sometimes, and it's just part of the equation.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that I like about what you do is I like the fact that you are a real hands-on guy. You do visit the properties. You do get to know the people. And, you know, I'm just guessing here, but I would say that probably your track record in terms of recommended companies probably is better than most. And I would say it would not surprise me if of all the companies that you followed, you're probably successful in, I would say, what, 75% of them anyway?
Yeah. I think I haven't done the data for this year, but I think and in the 11-year period, I've only recommended about 87 companies.
Uh-huh.
I don't recommend lots of companies. That's another difference about me, is that I recommend fewer companies, and I stick with the stories as long as the story is still intact.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that, I think I'm now at like 17, 18 companies that have gone over 1,000% during that 11-year period at some point while they were recommended companies.
Mm-hmm.
I've now had about eight or nine losers. I think it's nine now. Nine losers, right? One of those losers I lost 80% on.
Sure.
And a very unique situation, but it all fell apart because of a 100-year rain event that shut their production down and stopped their cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the meltdown hit, and the company was caught without any money. So, I mean, what looks so good sometimes, you never know in this business, right? A 100-year rain event undid the whole thing.
Yeah.
How can you predict that? You can't. But, you know, you're going to take losses. You know, you'll have big gains if you're smart about this. And you're going to have to manage some losses, but you can minimize those.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, over 40% of the recommendations have at least gone over 200% at some point during the recommended time. So
mm-hmm.
that's a good track record. I'm proud of that. I worked hard for that. I've had to travel a lot. I travel too much sometimes. This last year, last 4 or 5 months, I was on the road 3 weeks out of every 4 weeks of the month.
Yeah, that is too much.
That's too much, you know. My family suffers, and you know, and then I when I get home, I'm so far behind. I have to catch up with writing, and you know, it's just. But you have to do the traveling. For me, I have to do the traveling. Have to meet the people. This last few months, last 3-4 months, I was up in the Yukon twice. Spent, you know, 16 days up there.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like I absolutely had to be there because of what was happening. I met the right people, and you know, that's what it's all about. Making those right contacts. Getting involved with the right people at the earliest stage possible, and you know, making sure geologically we've got a sound project.
Yeah.
A lot of this stuff is moose pasture. Now, the average junior mining investor out there wouldn't know from Adam what's good property, good ground versus what's moose pasture, right? And that's
exactly
where we come in. A good newsletter writer is worth their weight in gold, in helping people, show them the ropes and what to avoid and what we'd like to take a chance.
Well, there's something else I like about the way you operate, and that is you don't take any compensation from any of the companies that you write up. That's something that there are folks out there, none of the guests on our show to the best of my knowledge, but there are fairly well-known writers out there who are highly compensated for writing up companies. And that's something that when it's not disclosed, I think that's just almost... Not almost. I think that's immoral to not disclose something like that because people are counting on a writer's expertise. They're counting on their opinion to be really unbiased. Something else that I appreciate that I also do on this show is that I personally invest. You know, my family and I invest in many of the companies that we discuss, but we fully disclose that. You know, it's just something that you want to do. That way we're in the same, you know, we're in the same trench that in my case, my listeners, and in your case, your readers are in. If we do well, they're going to do well. If we don't do well.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, it's, when I started this, you know, I could clearly see there was paid for people and mm-hmm. not paid for people. And who I am as a person couldn't do anything other than, you know, be a, you know, totally legitimate, not a paid for guy. You're not going to buy me to get a recommendation. That is not going to happen.
Right. That's important, you know, and the fact that you and I both disclose positions we have, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's also really important. That's simply the way you have to operate. Something else I want to stress to you folks out there listening in here is that Greg is also in his newsletter doesn't just discuss companies, but Greg, you also get into some political issues, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I try to stay away from the Republican Democrat side of things. I just try to look at the big picture as to what's happening in the United States. And you know, I'm very opposed to the powers that be when it comes to the Federal Reserve and what they're doing and mm-hmm. how evil and corrupt that organization is. And to make the real changes that our country needs, we have to go back to an honest monetary system that's not fraudulent and backed with either physical gold or silver. We have to abolish the Federal Reserve. These are just shocking things to most people, but nothing can change in this country until we deal with those issues. So that's the premise of what I believe in and why I'm so adamant, why I've been so accurate and adamant over a 12-year period.
Yep.
Since I started Amerigold.com and I started talking precious metals, from a physical bullion purchasing standpoint. Then in 2000, I started as a newsletter writer mm-hmm. for the junior mining stocks oriented mostly to precious metals. You know, I like the base metals as well, but mm-hmm. mostly precious metals. I've stayed the course in this. I've said, buy the physical metals year in, year out for the last 12 years. Well, that's turned out to be very wise advice.
Given the fact that the prices have just absolutely skyrocketed in that time frame, you're absolutely correct. The gal's going to be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425.
or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the show, Dawn Swenson is with me right now. Dawn is becoming a more frequent guest on our show. Dawn is a teacher, an economist, a valuation expert, etc., who got very, very involved in political issues and what I would call hard economic issues a number of years ago. He teaches in that venue right now. He's got a great blog, if I'm not mistaken, called Kingdom Economics. I read his stuff every day. And Don, when he talks about economic issues, he really gets down to basics. You know, he gets down to concepts like what is money? What are the moral values or what are the moral issues associated with money, et cetera, et cetera. And I find Don's thoughts to be, number one, very, very refreshing, and number two, very, very true, because they really relate, in my mind, very accurately to what's going on economically in the United States right now. Don, thanks so much for taking some time to join me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Al. Happy to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about what you and I were discussing off the air in terms of what is money, okay?
Yes, Al. These philosophical issues, I think, are something that we need to get back to. I call them first principles.
Yeah.
Getting back to, you know, basically what is the role this money is supposed to play within our economy. I mean, we have a market economy, and basically when I read Adam Smith, you know, I recognized that his book was entitled The Wealth of Nations. Wealth is basically producing things, goods, for our economy. And what we use to promote that production of goods is a tool that we call money. And money back, you know, when our country started, was supposed to fulfill three functions: medium of exchange, standard of value, or unit of value, and a store of value. So in order for money to do that, the unit of value has to be something that exists in time and space. It has to be something. And that's where, you know, the roles of gold and silver came into play, because gold and silver were perceived by the people as being a unit of value, having some value, and therefore you could basically value other goods in terms of that unit. So you understand that, you know, if you can't measure something if you don't have a unit to measure with.
Well, I mean, to me, that just makes common sense. But unfortunately, you know, our economic experts don't seem to see it that way.
No, what has been produced over the years, and it's evolved. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just saying what has evolved over the years is we've gotten away from a unit of value into just numbers. And originally, when Thomas Jefferson designed our monetary system, he basically took the symbol and the name dollar and defined it in terms of something that exists in nature. You know, that's why he defined it in terms of silver. And then there was a ratio between silver and gold of 15-1. So you had basically a definition indirectly also in terms of gold. So you had basically something that could function as not only a medium of exchange, but also a standard of value and a store of value, because people perceived gold and silver as containing value. So basically now you've got the foundation of an economic system where money is basically fulfilling the function that it's supposed to. But, you know, you understand that?
Yeah, I understand that. I think, you know, it's interesting. I was talking with Jeff Deist in the first segment of the first hour of this particular program, and Jeff is a very, very bright individual who is chief of staff for Congressman Ron Paul, and we were talking about, you know, right in January, the federal government raising the debt ceiling again. And, you know, as I'm sure you are aware, Congressman Paul is dramatically against that because, you know, if you keep printing more and more and more and more funny money, your economy is going to collapse. And that's exactly what you're inferring when you talk about how money has to be a store of value, right?
Right. Exactly, Al. You know, money is not wealth. And this is the thing that I think you need to understand is that the money that we have today is not wealth. It's just numbers. And that's imaginary. That cannot serve as a long-term store of value because it's not anything that basically you and I can store. You can't store something that doesn't basically exist. It's just imaginary. So you need something tied. You need the monetary unit that we call the dollar tied to something that exists in nature. And that was the philosophy of our founding fathers and we had that all the way until Nixon closed the gold window, Al. And then everything became fiat money or numbers, how we call them, index numbers.
Yeah. On this show, as you know, we talk about hard assets. We talk about the importance of hard assets. We talk about how people can protect themselves by investing either in gold and or silver, how people can protect themselves by investing in publicly traded companies that are involved in those particular sectors. And, you know, everything, Don, that you and I have talked about on and off the air over the past 2 or 3 years or 4 years or whatever it's been is really coming true right now. People are starting to understand exactly what you're talking about in your blog every day.
Exactly. People are coming back to the first principles, and they're recognizing that the money that we're using now is not real. And therefore, the smart people that are understand history are saying, okay, what should be real? Well, typically it's been gold and silver. And that's why people are going back to something that basically they can get their handle on and put their savings in. And that becomes then their store of value. And that's sound thinking in my mind, Al.
As of this week, I'm predicting we're seeing a major turn in history. I'm predicting that we're seeing a major turn in the direction of, let me rephrase that, not the direction, the degree of strength of the U.S. economy as perceived by the international economy. I think all of that really, really began to come to a head about 2.5 years ago. But I think what happened this week that I find to be intriguing certainly adds fuel to the fire that you and I believe in, and that is the spokesman for the Bank of China came out and said that he feels that what's going on right now in China in terms of the Chinese and the Russians looking towards going towards an asset-based currency, specifically gold, is really about ready to become a reality. And you know what? When that happens, And I think, quite frankly, it probably already has happened. But I think that you're going to see the U.S. go from the number one super economic power to probably the number two or number three super economic power. Initially, number two, certainly.
I would totally agree, Al. I just read in the Wall Street Journal this morning that China is buying tons of gold, and
right.
they've increased their supply by some 500% just in the last year. So, and they're the number one gold producer in the world right now. So they're recognizing what we're talking about. They're recognizing that if you're going to have a store of value that has any history to it, you've got to go back to something that exists. And that's why they're going for gold and silver. It only makes common sense, Al. When things get out of control, a monetary unit that's just created artificially by the central banks and just pumped into computers, I think you and I know that that isn't sound economics.
Oh, no, not even close. So where are we headed, do you think?
Well, for the next short term, we're heading, I think, a revolution in thinking is what's happening. We're going back to first principles, and when we go back to first principles, we're going to see, we're going to see people run into gold and silver at a record rate, and initially that'll push the price to very high levels. But at some point down the road, we've got to get back to restructuring the system now.
You know, what I find really interesting is I'm not a bullion dealer. I don't sell gold and silver, you know, and I'm not a stockbroker. I don't sell gold stocks and silver stocks, you know, and you fall into the same category. You know,
right.
You don't sell coins. You don't sell bullion, et cetera. You're telling people exactly what I'm telling people, and that is, for God's sakes, you've got to protect yourselves. You know, neither you nor I are registered investment advisors, but I have to tell you, just telling people what we're doing, not telling them to do it, because
right.
because legally we can't do that, but telling people what we're doing, at least that gives them food for thought. And I got to tell you, Don, I think that food is probably the most valuable nutrition that there is out there right now, my humble opinion. Listen, you guys, if you want more information on Kingdom Economics, which I think you ought to start reading, click on the banner on our website. You can get more information right there. Don, thank you so much, buddy.
Okay, you have a good day, Al.
Okay, Big Al's going to be back with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.